Before we start talking about MLB on the Tuesday edition of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, I have to fill in the listeners on a little bet. If you don't follow Heath or myself, Chris Towers, on Twitter,
you should.
We've made, at C Towers CBS, at Heath Cummings Sr., at Mike5754 for Mike McClure. Heath and I have a bet. 6 months from today is Thanksgiving.
Right.
6 months from yesterday, day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
If Heath can dunk a basketball, a regulation NBA basketball, on a regulation NBA rim, a real dunk, by the day before Thanksgiving, I give him $100. If he can't, when, I get $100.
Hashtag make Heath dunk again.
Yeah, yeah. go on Twitter, use the hashtag make Heath dunk again, and let us know. Not so much if you think he can do it because he can't, but what probability?
Let's give a little background. I'm 37 years old.
Yeah.
I have basically done no physical exercise in the past 3 years.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. You're aware of the dad bod phenomenon?
Yes. I have a dad bod.
No, you would kill for a dad bod.
Oh, wow. I would kill for a dad bod.
Wow.
I'm about 6'2", weigh 185 pounds. I can currently touch the rim. I need to add about 6 inches to my vertical.
Yes, you do.
I see no problem with that. The bigger thing here when you're answering make Heath dunk again is, do you believe in hard work and that it pays off?
Do you believe in Heath's willingness to work hard is the big question. Myself, I plan on buying six packs of Ballast Point Grapefruit IPA with my
Me in flipping grapefruit IPA.
All that right? That no. is what I plan
I want,
on.
I want cash.
That is what I plan on buying with $100.
You're not
that
paying
Heath
me
will be
in fruit
me.
Beer.
It's good fruit beer, though.
Okay, whatever.
And now we're going to talk about Tuesday's edition of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I guess the way we should start here is, as always, start with the pitchers and start with the elite pitchers. I want you guys to rank the four pitchers above $10,000 on FanDuel today.
Okay. I will go first.
Sure.
Price, Straws, Sale, Samardzija.
That's obviously David Price versus the Rockies at home.
Yes.
Steven Strasburg versus the Mets. You said Sale?
Sale.
Chris Sale versus the Cleveland Indians. And Jeff Samardzija versus the San Diego Padres. Mike.
I'm going to give you a top five. You only asked for four.
Yeah.
Okay. David Price.
You're being a real Heath right now.
I am. David Price, Chris Sale, number three, Justin Verlander.
Yeah, we were going to get to him.
Number four, he was in my top four. So number four, Jeff Samardzija, number five, Steven Strasburg.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about the Steven Strasburg difference then. Why do you, Heath, what percentage of your lineups will feature Steven Strasburg? I'm assuming he's not actually in your top two. He's just number two among this group.
No, he's
your number two overall.
Yes, I've got Price is not in my top three.
Okay.
I'm not going to use any David Price tonight.
Okay. What?
No, I'm sorry. Sale. I'm not using Chris Sale tonight.
What percentage of your lineups will feature Steven Strasburg?
Maybe a quarter.
Okay. And what about you, Mike?
Zero.
No Straws. Now, here's the thing.
Can you guys go back and forth on this a little bit? I just want to explain it.
Okay. Straws has been dominant this year. Straws has...
Let's not even just this year. The Nationals have won his last 13 starts. Going back to last season when he came off the disabled list at the end of July, he was arguably the best pitcher in baseball. He had an ERA under 2, 11 strikeouts per 9. He was utterly dominant once he came back from his two disabled list stints.
Do you want to make Mike the point against him now?
No, I was just... I just wanted to hear you say it.
Okay.
And then hear myself say it better.
Because I didn't really say it. I guess give the side against him, because Chris just...
Well, the Mets rank 8th and weighted on base average a lot, or weighted on base average against right-hand pitching. And I don't really think that there's any reason to not play David Price.
Steven Strasburg has a history of letting us down.
Ah! One day off.
What?
I'm tilting.
Why?
Giancarlo just went deep.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Your long nightmare is over.
Put the knife down, please.
Back to the regularly scheduled show. Straws has a history of letting down DFS players in spots where he seems like an obvious play. And you have a Straws bias.
I have a big Straws bias.
Okay. So let's just get that out there. It's not 100. This, like, I know David Price is a better play.
The thing with the Straws bias is I can get away with having it on a slate like this.
Right.
You know, if it was a different slate, only 8-9 games, probably a different story. Okay. But tonight I can comfortably, I think I can fade Steven Strasburg.
Sure. There are a lot of good pitchers. Steven Strasburg is not in my lineup, which, you know, the way the last couple of days are have gone, you know, do with that information what you will. But that's not necessarily an argument against Steven Strasburg.
How about there are at least four other pitchers with a higher implied win probability?
Okay.
That matters.
Yes. How many of them are likely to get more strikeouts?
I don't know about likely, but I think three of them could match him in strikeouts, depending on... I mean, the Mets do strike out quite a bit.
He did have 10 in his last start against the Mets.
Yeah.
And it's important to note, they are probably missing their second best hitter against right-handed pitching, and Lucas Duda. Duda is on the disabled list with a stress fracture in his back, which sounds really painful, Heath. You should watch out for that when you're trying to dunk.
Are we really saying that Lucas Duda is better against right-handed pitching than... Not Yoenis. You're saying Yoenis is their best?
I think Yoenis is their... I don't understand it, but Yoenis is their best hitter.
See, I guess maybe Duda is their best hitter.
Him or Conforto.
Yeah.
I think they're both better than Grandy.
Don't forget about Neil Walker.
Sure. And they don't really have a reasonable first base replacement right now.
I'm not going to play Straws in cash games. I'm just playing Price in cash. Straws is the tournament play only. I think he has... Yeah, I mean... David Price could still be bad at home against the Rockies.
Yes.
Yeah. Straws has huge upside. I'd rather play him than Sale for sure. Just because he's $1,700 less than Chris Sale, I think his ownership will be lower than Sale's will be. And I know Sale struck out 10 in his last game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... like. I feel pretty confident if Chris Sale continues to be an 8K per 9, he's going to get really unlucky in a start in the very near future.
Yes.
So I'd rather go with Straws. And my third pitcher actually was Jimmy Nelson.
Yeah, we will get to the rest. You guys are confident in David Price tonight?
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Even at Fenway?
Yeah, even at Fenway. I don't... David Price is an ace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like... You worry about, and I know it's Fenway is a tough place to pitch, but I don't think you worry about aces of his caliber at Fenway Park.
Okay.
And I don't really think when we get to the end of this season and we look at the Rockies offense on the road against lefties, that will be a very good offense.
Yeah. They rank 7th in WOBA right now.
Right. Against lefties.
Against lefties.
But not on the road against lefties.
Right. And the K rate is at 25%, though, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's Padres bad. Padres against righties, bad.
Okay. You both mentioned your third favorite pitcher comes from... is Nelson... How much is Nelson tonight? Okay, Nelson is 8,400. So your favorite pitcher, Mike, your third favorite pitcher, is an $8,500 Justin Verlander against Philadelphia.
Yep.
Heath, yours is an $8,400 Jimmy Nelson against Atlanta. That's mostly the matchups, right?
It's very... heavily influenced by the matchups, yes. Nelson has his biggest problem, because he's always had good upside, his biggest problem has been consistency. And this season, he's only allowed more than two runs in two starts this season. Four of his last five have been two runs or less. He's got good strikeout potential. And I mean, the biggest thing you worry about with him is giving up dongs.
Yep.
And giving up dongs to left-handed hitters.
Yep.
There's one left-handed hitter that I'm worried about taking Jimmy Nelson deep. And we talk a lot about hitters getting a good park factor bump, going to parks that are much more friendly to hitters. Well, Jimmy Nelson's going from one of the worst parks in baseball for pitchers to one of, at least a very good one.
Well, and it's specifically a bad park for his skill set. Like you said, he gives up a lot of home runs.
Right.
A lot of home runs to lefties. Miller Park is a very good place to hit home runs. He actually hasn't had the big issues against lefties so far this season. They have a 686 OPS against them. However, It's a 183 ISO, 212 BABIP. So he hasn't actually been good against left-handed batters. He's just kind of gotten a little lucky. I agree, though, that he's a good play because of the matchup. I think Freddie Freeman is in play against him, though. Verlander, mm-hmm. been a little rocky. Actually, you know, really, it's just it's two bad starts. If yeah. you look at his last seven, he has at least 40 fantasy points in six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he had zero in the other one.
Yeah.
That's bad, but 27 strikeouts over his last three starts. His velocity has been up in May, specifically with his slider. He's throwing 89 miles per hour on his slider in his last start. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
What do you think you can get from Verlander tonight?
So what I think from Verlander we're going to see is 6 2/3, 7 innings, 6 to 8 Ks, and probably going to get the win. Maybe 2 earned runs.
Okay. What other pitchers under $8,500 are you guys going to be playing tonight? Or under $10,000?
I think there's a case to be made for running some Francisco Liriano out there on DraftKings.
Okay.
I probably won't play him at $9,500 on FanDuel. Nate Karns.
Yep, Nate Karns
basically
going against
same
Oakland.
Price range. Yes, the Athletics offensively are not... I mean, they scored 5 runs last night. 4 of them were unearned.
Yeah. And they all came in, what, 1 inning?
Yes.
Late in the game against Taiwan Walker.
Chris Taylor made 2 errors in that inning. So, I don't think you want to completely ignore Edinson Volquez.
Edinson Volquez against the Twins, another team that has had trouble against right-handed pitching this season. Anybody else? Mike.
No, I'm, like I said, very big on Justin Verlander, though. So Verlander is probably the only one in that price range or below that I'm going to be interested in.
The one thing we should mention as far as pitcher pricing before we move on to anything else, somebody made an oopsie-doodle.
Okay.
Over at DraftKings on David Price's price. He's $8,900.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's $5,000 less than Chris Sale.
I would guess that's... he'll make up that difference.
He's cheaper than Chris Tillman.
Yes. We stopped using this term. I'm breaking it out again. David Price is a must play on DraftKings.
I'm just going to run through some other really interesting names because I think this is a really interesting day for starting pitching, and I think there's a decent chance that someone we haven't even mentioned yet. We are, 12 minutes into the podcast, 12:42. Some names that we haven't mentioned who could be the highest scoring pitcher tonight. I want you to tell me why you shouldn't play them. Julio Teheran against Milwaukee.
I don't believe he's as good as he's been recently. His command does not look better to me. But he's still not a bad tournament play.
Not a bad tournament play, but I still believe the win probability is very low, which makes it very hard to be the top scoring pitcher of the night.
And the one other one, there are some kind of interesting ones, I think. Nate Eovaldi as a tournament play has upside even against Toronto.
Can we say former Marlin Nate Eovaldi every time we bring up his name?
I don't think he's... See, this is the thing, is that you started working here after the Marlins traded him away.
Uh-huh.
I was not a Nate Eovaldi guy.
Right. You liked him more after they traded him.
No. I've never been a Nate Eovaldi guy. I like him more now that he's throwing the splitter more and has been a demonstrably better pitcher over the last 20 or so starts.
He's going up against the Blue Jays.
Yes.
We're not playing Nate Eovaldi against the Blue Jays, are we?
I think in a tournament you could.
Okay. That scares me to death.
But the other pitcher that I think is the ultimate contrarian play, do you guys know who it is?
Shelby Miller.
No.
Same game, R.A. Dickey?
No.
ultimate contrarian play.
My, how the mighty have fallen.
Matt Harvey. Yep.
I know he's been awful. I know he literally just had a negative 4-point game against this Washington Nationals team. It's still Matt Harvey. He's still throwing 94 miles an hour. He's still getting a decent strikeout rate. He's still getting a decent swinging strike rate. Matt Harvey's going to be fine at some point, right?
I think he will be fine at some point. I'm not 100% sold that he's going to be Matt Harvey again.
Okay,
this year.
What do you mean by fine? Low 3 ZRA?
I'm not sure. Like, not for the season. From this point forward?
Yes.
I don't know if it'll be from this point. Like, there will be a split in the season that you can show that says low 3 ZRA.
If Matt Harvey, before this stretch to open this season,
uh-huh.
was $9,500 against Washington, you would consider playing?
Yes.
Spoiler alert, I'm giving a Matt Harvey lineup on DraftKings.
He is $7,500 on FanDuel. What is he on DraftKings?
I don't remember. I think he's like, I can't tell you yet.
Okay.
8,000 something, like 8,400 maybe. Right under price.
That is really cheap for Matt Harvey. For a guy who...
75 on DraftKings
who
also.
Who is ninth in ERA in baseball since making his major league debut. Third in strikeout rate. Fifth in FIP, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to consider Matt Harvey in tournaments. If you have 100 lineups, you can't not play a Matt Harvey lineup, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, that's fine.
I agree with you. I like Matt Harvey at 7,500 on both sites. Definitely on DraftKings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your top stack of the night, Mike?
Boston Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox, I mean, going against Colorado.
Kind of not fair.
Jorge De La Rosa.
Jorge De La Rosa coming off the DL.
Yeah.
He's allowed 21 runs in 20 innings.
He has this propensity to pitch well for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. He's not bad. Jorge De La Rosa is not a bad pitcher.
No, he really isn't.
Jorge De La Rosa gets... That's really interesting. I don't know.
I think he's the best.
I like Ruby.
I know you do.
But I like Jorge De La Rosa, too.
Yeah.
If he didn't pitch in... Look, you probably liked him 7 years ago.
Former Royal Jorge De La Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that makes sense. Boston's offense is awesome. Heath, who's your favorite?
I'll go with the Tigers against Jeremy Shelixson.
He has hurt us.
Yeah, he's really been improved this year. Got his ERA all the way down to 3.99.
More than a strikeout per inning.
More than a strikeout per inning. He's, that's not going to last.
Look, that is former American League Rookie of the Year, Jeremy Shelixson, to you.
1.6 home runs per nine.
Yeah.
Miggy is so hot right now. V-Mart. Yeah. I would even play some Justin Upton if he's healthy enough to play. He's going to be dirt cheap.
J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez is $4,000, but
yeah,
he's dialed in right now.
Also really like the Rangers. They did us dirty last night.
Oh, that was awful.
But Ulys Chacin, not a good pitcher.
Yep.
He threw 6 shutout innings in his first start of the year. Since then, he's given up 22 runs in 32 innings.
Not great.
I think that he's not very good.
Okay.
Prince is still really cheap at first base.
What are some other stacks that you guys might be considering playing?
Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Baltimore against Doug Fister. Yep.
Yep.
Specifically,
Manny Machado is very reasonably priced.
Yes.
And Adam Jones is back under 3,000.
Manny Machado's 3,700. Adam Jones under 3,000. Who else?
Chris Davis.
Definitely, yep. Chris Davis. Matt Wieters, too.
Who, little trivia.
Okay.
We do trivia on the show sometimes.
Sure.
Who is Daniel Wright?
He's starting pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes. He is a 25-year-old right-hander.
I would guess he is the third best starting pitcher in baseball with the surname Wright.
I'm not sure if that's true.
He's probably worse than Mike Wright and Stephen Wright.
David Wright.
I'm thinking there might be somebody in the minors better.
Well, I'm saying in Major League Baseball.
Okay, not professional baseball. Okay. Last year, he probably wasn't the best right in the minors. He had a 4.53 ERA in Double A.
So what you're saying is it was more like Daniel Wrong.
That's not what I was saying at all. Chase Utley and Corey Seager, outstanding options. I'm not giving up on Yasiel Puig. Not now, not ever.
Jock?
Young Jock could be a thing. Agon?
I don't know if he's alive anymore.
But if we're going to play Yasiel Puig, then we got to consider Adrian Gonzalez.
At least yes. Yasiel Puig's like 14 years younger than Adrian Gonzalez. It's like 6.
Allegedly.
8. I also... Mike Trout against Martin Perez. I wish the Angels had more good hitters, because Martin Perez is bad.
Pujols went to downtown yesterday.
Yep. Albert Pujols, number 12 all-time in home runs, I think, now, right?
I don't know.
That what happened yesterday? I think I got the MLB out of the bag.
Very possible.
Pittsburgh versus Shelby Miller.
Yep. That's the other one I know.
He's kind of...
I'm going to play a lot of Gregory Polanco.
Has Shelby Miller turned it around, or are we just not talking about how bad he is anymore?
He's been better.
Yeah, he's lowered his ERA over the last 5 starts from 8.69 to 6.64, but that's
still not good. He has been demonstrably better. And most recently, especially considering that he's faced some teams that just, I mean, he's not had any strikeouts, but he's faced some teams that just don't strike out.
Okay.
Yep. We're probably not mentioning it much because he is in a pretty good park shift.
Yeah. I would also, I know I mentioned Nate Eovaldi as a potential tournament play. I also think the Blue Jays are a tournament stack against Nate Eovaldi because he does have, he definitely has homer issues.
Both sides are now covered.
Got to hear both sides.
Yes.
Heath, do you have a BVP lineup for us?
Always, Chris. Always. I know that we could not do the show without it. We don't have a BVP pitcher for today.
It takes up about 2.5 minutes of valuable time that we need to kill.
Edinson Volquez allows is Mike going to, build to his be lineups. The BVP.
My lineups were built before I came today. One for FanDuel and DraftKings.
Volquez or Jimmy Nelson, either one, okay, as the starting pitcher. Doesn't matter because we don't have a BVP pitcher.
And Justin Verlander as well?
Yes, sure. You could do that.
All right.
At catcher, once again, this didn't work out so well yesterday, but Buster Posey.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he's definitely had his fair share of success against Andrew Keschner, allegedly. I was going to give you some numbers just to tell you about that. And he is 11 for 25.
Okay.
With two dongs.
Yep.
And a 1220 OPS.
All right.
That's pretty good, isn't
it? It's solid.
Chris, your boy Hanram.
Oh, there you go.
At first base. He's going up against Jorge De La Rosa, and I was kind of surprised how much he had seen Jorge De La Rosa.
Well, they've both been in the National League for a long time.
34 plate appearances against him. He's got a 1286 OPS and two dongs.
Okay.
Ian Kinsler at second base going up against Jeremy Shellickson. Kinsler, 3 for 11 with a dong.
Yeah, he was the guy that we didn't mention in the Tiger Stack discussion.
Mm-hmm. Josh Donaldson's still just 3,800. And that seems too low to
okay.
me. He's going up against Nate Eovaldi. He's 3 for 10, all extra base hits and two dongs.
Okay.
Brandon Crawford at shortstop has had some success against Cashner, which I suppose isn't that surprising since he's a left-handed hitter against Andrew Cashner. He's 6 for 15 with a dong. In the outfield, Ryan Rayburn.
Of course.
30 at-bats against David Price, 10 hits and a dong.
Okay.
So not bad at all. Justin Upton and Austin Jackson are the other two outfielders. Of course, you need to see Upton in the lineup, but he's 5 for 13 with two dongs against Hellickson. Austin Jackson against Josh Tomlin, 6 for 17 with a 1408 OPS.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. That's the BVP lineup.
All right. You guys want to do your lineups? I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Are we catching dongs after the lineups?
Or let's catch some dongs, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't get any yesterday, right?
No, let's try and get a few dongs today.
We did not get any dongs, so I believe that means I'm still up.
Although, Giancarlo Stanton just had a dong from last night.
I feel like that should count. Like, I think the rule is it's a dong before the next podcast is finished recording.
No.
Nope.
That's a hashtag dongs from last night.
Yep.
I don't like this rule. Dong chaser for me tonight. Frederick Freeman.
Ooh, that is...
How expensive is he? What's his
$3,300.
Oh, getting cute.
That's interesting.
I don't need your condescension.
He's $500 less than Josh Donaldson.
Well, that's $500 that he can spend on a different dong.
I'm averaging $3,350 with Giancarlo Stanton and Freddie Freeman. I feel okay about this.
How many dongs do you have?
Same as you.
You're right.
Who's is it? Me or
it's still you.
Yep, I'm last.
Okay. I will. Man, I
quit worrying about price.
Caution to the wind will be thrown. Crush Davis, $4,200.
I like it a lot. I mean,
you had a $2,300 Mike Ryan Howard last night, so you're still only
oh, I'm sorry,
$3,250.
Chris Davis is only $3,800.
Oh wow,
yep,
dirt cheap.
And Mike,
back to my favorite Manny Machado.
For how much? $39?
$37, I believe.
Didn't want to spend the extra $100 for Josh Donaldson after you.
No, I'm intentionally trying to talk you into players, if you haven't noticed.
It worked one time.
Last night?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
He didn't strike out for Giancarlo Stanton. That's a big win right now.
That is a big win.
All right, now we get to the lineups. I'm going with Justin Verlander, and I've got the remainder of a Tiger stack. So Victor Martinez is my catcher. Freddie Freeman at first base. Brian Dozier and Trevor Plouffe. Marcus Semien at the shortstop. And my outfield is J.D. Martinez, Brett Gardner, and Mike Trout.
Okay. My FanDuel lineup is not really a stack of anybody.
Okay.
I got David Price pitching, Stephen Vogt at catcher. I'd expect he's going to be exceptionally high owned tonight. Prince Fielder at first, Chase Utley at second, Matt Duffy at third, Manny Machado at short, Polanco, Seth Smith, and Adam Jones in the outfield.
Okay. Mike, let's hear your two lineups.
You want FanDuel first, obviously, and then we'll go DraftKings.
Let's do FanDuel first.
All right. FanDuel, David Price, Blake Swihart, Prince Fielder, Rougned Odor, Chris Coughlin, I'm basically punting there with the minimum price player, at third. Manny Machado, Mookie Betts, Chris Young, and Mitch Moreland.
I mean, I really struggled with Rougned today because we know at this point in his career that he's a really streaky hitter, and he is ice cold. He has like 6 hits in his last 43 at-bats. One of them is an extra base hit. 4 for 25 since punching Jose Bautista in the face. I think
so
this,
he's got 5 hits.
One of that one landed. That's 5.
That was the last time he made hard contact. I stole that joke from Benny Riccardi on Twitter from Roto-Grinders. Okay. So Thanks, Benny.
All right, let's hear your DraftKings lineup, and then we'll get out of here.
All right, David Price, Matt Harvey.
Wow,
Matt Wieters, Chris Davis, Rougned Odor, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Nomar Mazara, and Chris Young.
Now, did you say wow because his two starting pitchers have a combined ERA at 5?
No. The funny thing is, I had a DraftKings lineup for today. It's almost identical, except I had Volquez instead of Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
But I had Wieters, Davis, Odor, Machado, Mazara, Adam Jones, Trout, and Carlos Correa. Correa is down to $3,700 going up against Chris Tillman. I know Tillman's been better this year.
Yep.
That's like a nice Correa value on DraftKings.
We're starting to do that thing that we do with young players who don't immediately live up to our lofty expectations with Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
Francisco Lindor is clearly better than him now.
There's always time to get better.
That's what we're doing.
Self-improvement.
Hashtag make Heath
dunk
get stuffed
again
by the rim.
Make Heath dunk again.
We'll see you tomorrow.